Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Listening to the Husker Online Show, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
I have to watch the tape, see how they did today, but I know how they've been doing all spring. I'm pleased with where those guys are, and they both have some growth, certainly left in front of them, but they both had really good springs.
I didn't think I played my best game, for sure, but I got to run around and have fun. It kind of sucks being green jersey thud, but yeah, just ready to be live.
And we're back here on the Husker Online Show. Sean Callahan, Nate Klaus, as we are talking recruiting. And you heard Scott Frost mention quarterbacks in that position and that group. And the number two, particularly between Logan Smothers and Heinrich Harburg. And that was the first time we've talked to Logan Smothers. But, Nate, there were a lot of there was at least one key quarterback recruit on campus, MJ Morris, this weekend. I know it was a little harder with recruiting because technically they weren't on guided tours, but there were a lot of guys in the stadium. We did our best at Husker Online to track down a lot of the key names that were here. Let's start with quarterback. What is your read on where they're at in 2022?
Yeah, well, for 2022, you mentioned MJ Morris was on campus, and he's a four-star, you know, Rivals 250 quarterback out of Atlanta. This is obviously his first time ever making it to Nebraska, and he had a great, great visit. Just like everybody else, was just blown away by the atmosphere, by the fan base, and the energy that was, you know, kind of in the stadium, and just the whole show of the day. And obviously, you know, also liked what he saw from the offense, felt like he could fit into it and everything. So it was a big day for Nebraska as it relates to MJ Morris. And it may be, you know, and leading up to that visit, you know, some of the other schools that were, you know, kind of in maybe even ahead of Nebraska, I think may have fallen off the board a little bit. You know, Florida State was one of his favorites for a long time. And for a long time, they'd been saying they're taking two quarterbacks. Well, I think it was the Wednesday or Thursday leading up to the Nebraska spring game, they could receive their second quarterback commit of the class. And so that effectively eliminates Florida State from, you know, from MJ Morris's, you know, kind of group of top schools. And I think Nebraska kind of vaulted up the board there. Now, he's still saying that he wants to make a decision in the month of May. And I know Nebraska has gotten, you know, a handful of quarterbacks that are going to be visiting in the month of June for official visits. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how things play out there. And then, you know, they also had another top quarterback, Reese Mooney, out of the 2023 class visit. And this is a kid who's huge, huge Nebraska fan. His dad grew up a Nebraska fan, and things are looking really, really good there. So, and he brought, you know, arguably one of the top overall wide receivers in the country, and Shelton Sampson with him, you know, up to the Nebraska spring game. So it almost kind of seems like he's doing a little recruiting for the Huskers at this point yet, even though he's not even committed.
And Nate, two of the guys you talked to from nearby Hayes, Kansas, which is really right on the Nebraska border in western Nebraska there. Two key targets, Jaron, is it Kanick?
Yeah, Jaron Kanick.
Kanick. I want to make sure I pronounce Kanick, was here as well as his teammate Gavin Myers. One is more of an outside linebacker, JoJo Doman type guy, and the other is an inside linebacker. What's your read on where that's at with two of the top players in the state of Kansas?
Yeah, so with Jaron Kanick, you know, he could play wide receiver, he could play outside linebacker, could probably even play safety. I mean, he's a 10'6", 100-meter guy at 6'2", 210 pounds, and so just kind of a freakish athlete. And, you know, Nebraska is recruiting him as an athlete. They think he could play wide receiver or outside linebacker. I think he'd probably end up being an outside linebacker for Nebraska and probably most of the other schools that are after him right now. But this is his first visit to Lincoln. And again, you know, was really, really impressed by everything. And I think Nebraska has got maybe a little bit of an inside track here. He's tentatively scheduled to take take his official visit the first weekend in June, which it seems like Nebraska is really trying to load up that first weekend in June with a lot of their top guys. But and people are kind of might cringe at this, but one of the newer schools that's entered the picture with him, and he's landed a lot of new offers here over the last month, especially since track season started, and he ripped off those 10-600 meters. Is Clemson. You know, Brent Venables is from Kansas, still recruits the state of Kansas for Clemson, and he's come calling and really, you know, making a strong, strong push to get Jaren out there for a camp early in June, and to, you know, basically to see if they're going to offer him or not. And so, you know, I think that's obviously very exciting for Jaren. And, you know, and you could tell when I was talking with him, you know, that's something that he's really looking forward to doing, is going out there and seeing things and working out for him. So we'll see what happens. But I think, you know, if that offer does not end up coming, I really like Nebraska's chances right now. And you know, and that would help with Gavin Myers. And honestly, I think Nebraska is the team to beat for Gavin Myers. I've already put my future cast in for Gavin Myers being a future Husker. But right now, I think it's whether or not he gets the green light to commit. You know, they have Ernest Hausman at the inside linebacker position. They only have room for one more in this class, at least as things stand right now. And so I think they're being a little bit more selective there. But if they somehow got Gavin Myers in the class, that would probably help them get Jaren Koenig in the class too.
Is it just me, or is every quality recruit within like the area is either a tight end or an inside linebacker?
Yeah, that's what
I mean, it just is like, you can't take them all. That's the unfortunate thing. And I mean, they're Power Five guys.
They're all and it's not just fringe Power Five guy. They're all legitimate Power Five guys. And you know, I think it's a weird thing right now where, you know, an awful lot of tight ends, awful lot of inside linebackers. You know, Jaren Koenig might be, you know, he's one of those guys that is a little bit different athletically than a lot of the others. But it is very strange in its last year's class, this class, and maybe even the class, you know, the next year's class. They're all a lot of the same type of body types coming out of the Midwest right now.
And Nate, there were a number of other visitors here that came on campus. I know we've talked to a lot of them. I mean, you, Mike, and Brian have been on the phones feverishly texting and getting updates. I mean, nothing like leads you to believe that a commit's coming this week. You get the point. A lot of kids are waiting until June.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know. And I don't think Nebraska was expecting any commits to come from the spring game weekend. I wasn't necessarily expecting any commits to come from it. But I think what has happened, and I wrote about it Wednesday, is Nebraska was able to kind of set the hook with a lot of these guys. A lot of these big fish were finally able to get on campus, and Nebraska did a great job of kind of setting the hook with the atmosphere and the overall situation, and now these guys are looking forward to getting back and actually being able to sit down with Scott Frost and sit down with their position coach and their recruiting coach and hang out with these guys in person and get a feel for what they're like in person instead of over the phone, and to actually take a tour of the facilities and you know, meet some of the guys that are currently on the team and sit down with, you know, Dennis LeBlanc and the academics and so on and so forth. And so I think that's when the commits are really going to start pouring in. But I'll tell you what, for what it was, given the fact that you couldn't have face-to-face contact, you couldn't give tours, you couldn't really do anything special for these players, to have nearly 20 guys with offers on campus in that type of situation for the spring game was pretty impressive. And we're going to see the large majority of those guys make return trips, whether it be in June or at the beginning of next season, and the commits will follow. I think that we'll be able to look back and say, hey, out of that group of visitors that came for the spring game, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them ended up committing in this class.
And I think we all agree that June could end up being one of the busiest recruiting months we've seen in history, because of the circumstances. I mean, it's literally like opening the floodgates, and people are going to be on campuses 7 days a week, anywhere from 7 in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. I mean, it's just going to be nonstop visits, campus workouts. And that's the part I'm so intrigued about, is how will these workouts go with a lot of kids, because you have the luxury to have basically free camps. I mean, you can separate guys and be like, oh, you don't have to pay $100 to come to our camp. Just come in for a visit and we'll work you out for an hour instead.
Yeah, they get an hour to work out these, you know, to have an individual, you know, workout with these guys, a hands-on deal. I mean, That's unheard of. And so
I wonder if this is just a COVID year or if this will be going forward every year.
I lean towards it being just for the COVID year, because it's been so long since coaches and the players have been able to you know, it's been a long time since coaches were able to go out on the road and do evaluations. It's been a long time since recruits were able to go to a camp or whatever. So I feel like this might be just a one-off type of deal until we get back to normal a little bit. But who knows?
It's going to be so popular that the coaches, they're going to push for it. So
it could be.
You think about, though, the coaches have missed all that time in the football season, obviously, where they could go and watch games. In January, they go watch high school basketball games and weightlifting sessions. In the spring months, they go to track meets, baseball games, training sessions to watch. They've lost all of that. So, yeah. I mean, they're trying to give some of that back here in June.
And some players across the country didn't even have a season last year, so they don't have any film. You know, they haven't been able to even have coaches watch their newest film. And so, or they don't have much of it, even if they did play. So, I think this is a big deal for both the coaches and the recruits. And you're right, it will be very fascinating to see if this is something that the coaches they try to push for to make it more of a normal deal, every year type of deal or not. But yeah, the month of June is going to be ridiculous just with the amount of players making their way to campus and the coaches, the workouts that are going to be taking place and part of the coaching staff hitting the road to do satellite camps. And I mean, it's going to be wild.
Well, lots to keep up on. Also, Nebraska baseball again this weekend, trying to bounce back from being swept by Rutgers. So make sure you stay on HuskerOnline.com.
Thanks again for joining us this week on Husker Online, your authority on Nebraska athletics.